Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 2nd of September, and I'm recording at, apologies for this, somewhat late at 10:58 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, let's look at what happened in here today. The Asian stock markets were mostly fairly steady. The exceptions were Taiwan, which was down nearly 1.2%, and South Korea, which was down nearly 0.8%. And then also the Hong Kong Hang Seng Index, it was only down a fraction, but it's been weaker in the last few days, while China has surged, China, mainland China. For instance, the Shanghai Composite Index is up 1.37% today, and it's been strong the two previous days. So that's up to 2,266. Well, why the difference? And if you've been following the news, it's pretty clear because there have been major demonstrations in Hong Kong, protests, I should really say. And at the core of it is the fact that the Hong Kong Chinese want to nominate and elect their own leaders. And China's having none of that and is imposing its own leaders on Hong Kong. Well, why does it need to do that to the former British colony, which is such a successful example of robust capitalism? And I think it shows China's insecurity somewhat, because if they allowed China to, I beg your pardon, if they allowed Hong Kong to elect its own leaders, then of course you'd have people on mainland China who would say, well, why don't you let us do the same? Okay, China still looks awfully good here overall. It's a little bit of a short-term overbought condition, but I don't think that'll really hold it up at this stage, and it is still a very cheap market, as the Hong Kong Hang Seng Index, which I think will pick up again before long. Japan was also firmer, up 1.25% on the Nikkei 225. Index, and it's been somewhat helped by the weaker Japanese yen. Is that Shinzo Abe's third arrow? I think it might be, but at any rate, the yen has weakened against what is a strong U.S. dollar recently, but it's 105 yen to the U.S. dollar. Now, also in the Asian markets, Australia, I should have reestablished my long position there. That was up half a percentage point here today. I think that might have taken it to a new closing high or very close to it. India has been going up every day here. It's overbought in the short term, but another 0.69% for the Nifty 50, and all the others, other Asian markets also a little bit firmer. Europe didn't do too badly here today. I think only the CAC 40 was down, and only a tiny, tiny bit. Best gain looks like Italy here today. Well, that makes a change, doesn't it? Because that had been fairly soft. Recently. Again, just repeat on this Russian situation and increased sanctions. We're certainly going to get increased sanctions that won't improve economic confidence in Europe or anywhere else that's involved in this tit-for-tat sanctions arrangement that's going on. Let's see, Wall Street was weaker early in the trading, pre-market and early trading, was down about 80 points on the Dow. It pegged most of that back, closed down nearly 31 points, but the S&P was just down a fraction, tiny fraction, and only 1 point on its actual level back to 2002.28. And the NASDAQ, which led the last run to new highs, was strong in here today compared to the Dow and the S&P, up 0.39%. Okay, Canada, fraction lower. Mexico, decent gain here, up 0.85%. And Brazil, strong again, up 1.23%. Now, long-dated government bonds, the U.S. 10-year rallied sharpishly in here today, back up to 240. It's still a long way away from any concern, but it looks like it's checked that slide for at least the near term. The U.S. dollar index strong still, 82.973. Does that reflect mainly, well, is that it's partly related to the gradual wind down of QE, that's for sure, but I think there's a fair amount of safe haven buying in here given some of the tensions that are going around. One in the Middle East is alarming personally and a tragedy for the people involved in the conflicts, obviously. But it's not a factor here for global stock markets, not a factor for a number of the regional stock markets either. And crude oil prices here were quite weak today on lower demand, and the WTI, that's the U.S. contract, fell down to 92.88. Big downward dynamic. That was down over $3. And the Brent, which is the more important one, that was down over $2 to 100.56, 56 cents. And so obviously no problem there in terms of energy prices. They've been moving somewhat lower, as you know, and well down from what we saw over a month ago. Now, how's that going to affect oil producers? Well, I think it's likely to put more pressure on Russia than any of the others. But that certainly hasn't tempered Putin's actions whatsoever, and I think this is predictable. And I believe I said this, that he would respond boldly to the sanction moves initially, because this is a dangerous game of high stakes poker that's being played here, and really he's writing the agenda here right now. And the West looks weak, partly because it is weak. Certainly, Europe is weak, and we have a situation with both the UK Prime Minister and, more importantly, President Obama, just repeating over and over again, no troops on the ground. Well, I can understand why, with David Cameron, who's got an election coming up next year, and it's going to be a very tight election. So he's thinking about the vote. President Obama is not under that pressure, but basically what it's done is told Putin that he's got pretty much a free hand here, aside from the sanctions. So those sanctions need to be increased. They will be increased by the end of this week. But I think they need to be tougher, and that won't be good for growth. And I don't think that the Russian situation is fully reflected by stock markets, particularly the European stock markets. And what about the food commodities? Well, they seem mostly weaker here today. The dramatic exception, as it's been for much of the last year, is coffee prices. And Brazil's dry conditions in the coffee-growing regions are a major factor behind that. But coffee remains really quite strong. But most of the other commodities are weak. The industrial metals, I think they're probably weaker in here today as well. And the precious metals took a hit today. Palladium down 26, back to 883. Silver down 34 cents. That's down to 1915. And platinum down 15, nearly $16, 1409. And gold clipped here today, down to 1266.70. And these metals are cheap, as I've said before, but people are not interested at this stage. They're basically deciding whether to put their money into bonds or put the money into stock markets. And we can understand why. I suspect that global events will support the precious metals in the months ahead. And well, they're cheap right now, but they're currently out of favor. There's no doubt about that. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.